writing as you're doing the
1,000, letter number 1,235 in volume 5 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. Baruch Hashem. Gimel Marcheshvan Tavshin Bey. The third day of Marcheshvan and Tavshin Bey. Shalom Uvracha. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I received your letter from the past Wednesday. And as you usually do, you conclude your letter with blessings for success. And the Rebbe is being pretty tough with this person over here. He says your holy custom is basically asking for success. And it seems that as soon as you have passed through the boundary into Canada, again, you have become depressed in your thoughts. And I told you already many times that you and your wife need to make an end, a break with this depression, Marish Chayda. And if there is no other choice, but you must be like that, so in Torah Oir, it explains that you should utilize your Marish Chayda, your depression, to utilize it for diligence in the study of Torah. And in that way, there is a benefit that you save your health because of the lack of this depression from physical matters, and also this sustenance spiritually from the benefits that you have in Torah. So on one hand, you're not going to be depressed or from the worldly matters, and the second that you'll benefit because you'll be learning Torah. I await good news as far as your health, the health of your wife, and also not sure what the abbreviation is it. He says, let it even be with accepting the yoke. Accept upon yourself to serve God with joy and with blessings. Some people, the Rebbe can, you know, give them a little bit of a push in order to get them to leave their ways, you know, to encourage them. Sometimes it's nice, and sometimes you got to tell somebody, come on, just stop kvetching and stop being morishchara and start serving Hashem with simcha, even if you just have to. If it doesn't make sense, just go ahead and do it.